never went on the speaking tour, but he did go to a public school where he was part-time drama teacher and he worked for less money. But he recently, I think just last week, paid a woman who was a student there $2.5 million for a non-disclosure agreement. Now, why would he pay an ex-student of his $2.5 million? Nobody knows. But now it's come out that he was caught in a student's house by the girl's father, and this girl was much younger than 17. So that's been hidden quite well. But they probably paid the parents off, too.
Well, he doesn't. I think we talked about this a little bit before, but he doesn't seem like the kind of person to have a heterosexual sex scandal.
Well, I know he seems a little light in the loafers.
Yeah, he does. A lot.
The Minister of Finance, they couldn't get money to defend the Picton brothers. So BCIMC, British Columbia Investment Management Corporation, gave the Picton Pig Farm a $10 million mortgage with no interest and no repayment schedule. Then Carol Taylor, somehow, she got that changed around, so it was the BC government giving the mortgage. Now, what's up with that?
Yeah. Well, it's just reminding me so much of Epstein.
Yeah, and the more you look at it, the weirder it gets. So, you know, that a pension management fund is giving a pig farm a $10 million mortgage.
But last time we talked also, I asked about children. And you were talking about the native population, and I don't think we recorded this part or not. I'm not sure. But maybe we just talked about it. But the local native children were disappearing.
Yeah. The local native children. And one of the a chief out there of one of the Indian bands, he was, you know, incensed, and he's trying to get to the bottom of it. And these prostitutes were disappearing from the east side of Vancouver. Well, his daughter was a lawyer in the east side of Vancouver. And his daughter ended up as the Attorney General of Canada, Jody Wilson-Raybould. So Jody Wilson-Raybould is, she's a First Nations woman, and she's the first woman Attorney General in Canada, and she's the first First Nations Attorney General. And we have a company up here called SNC-Lavalin, and they were involved in human trafficking. They spent almost $2 million entertaining the Gaddafi brothers, the sons of Gaddafi, trying to get contracts in Libya, and that involved prostitutes, drugs, liquor, and that's against the law in Canada. And if you are found guilty, your company's found guilty of that, you do not get any government contracts for 10 years. So there's a lot at stake. So what they were doing was Trudeau and his people were pressuring Jody Wilson-Raybould constantly. She did record a couple of her conversations, and which I have on a thumb drive, by the way. And she ended up resigning from the position. She said she couldn't break the law for Trudeau, and didn't matter how many jobs were at stake. And then Trudeau had her drummed out of the Liberal not charge Trudeau with obstruction of justice. I did. So it's all connected.